choir is always a blessing to me. Amen. Good to see Toyin moved up here closer to me. Amen. I like it when it starts getting full enough, people have to move up. Amen. And it's good to be in the Lord's house. Let's turn over to the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel this morning. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. While you're finding your place, a couple things I'd like to say real quick. One, if you're going with a team outing this afternoon, get with Brother Brandon or Sister Stacy. They're going to go over the fair this afternoon and have a good time. So if you didn't know about that and you got a little extra money, you'd like to go over to the fair. I meant to mention that a little earlier. So there was a text sent out, but if you're visiting today and you'd like to go, I know they'd love to have you. So keep that in mind. And then we didn't take prayer requests, but I did mention Sister Dot, but I know Brother DB's son had a biopsy taken. And most likely, I know usually it don't go over a week, so sometime this week he's going to find out the results of that. And he's already dealt with cancer, so let's don't forget to pray for him that that'll come back and won't be cancer. Keep praying for Sister Debbie and then Brother DB's brother-in-law. He found out he's got a mass and it's cancer, and so let's lift him up in our prayers also. A lot going on. Brother Randy May, good to have him with us again this morning. I talked to him the other night. And he asked us to remember him and Carol in prayer. And she's not with us today, but I told him I'd do that, and so I didn't forget. So let's remember them in prayer also when we pray. And all the others that you look around, you see somebody missing, don't forget to pray for them. We all need one another's prayers, you know that? The Bible said bear one another's burdens. And I tell you, we need to be concerned about what one another's going through this morning. I want us to stand for the reading of God's Word. I want to read... I was just going to read one verse, but I think I'm going to read the first 8 verses of chapter 37, and then we'll let you be seated. This morning the Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 1, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them." I believe that'd be all that we read this morning. You may be seated. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for allowing us to be in your house. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what we've been able to feel thus far, Lord, in the Sunday school and in the song service today. No doubt, Lord, hearts are broken, Lord, this morning, Lord, where death has visited. And God, we pray you should comfort Sister Dot, Lord, and her daughter Stacy. Lord, we pray that you'd be with Brother DB's son this week, Lord, with the testing. I pray, God, you'd be with Sister Debbie, Lord, as she continually goes forward, Lord, with her treatment and the things that they need to do. And God, today we're praying, Lord, for those that's under the sound of our voice that don't know you, Lord, as their personal Savior. I pray this will be that good hour, Lord, where they trust you, Lord, as their personal Savior. And Lord, we'd realize how important it is, Lord, to not put this off another day. I thought about this week as we heard the news of Devin, 22 years old, and Lord, that's just proof enough that none of us knows how long we'll be here. And God, I pray our hearts will be stirred this morning. I pray that you'd help us in the
church, Lord, to do our part. And I pray, God, you'd be with the children today as they go out, keep them safe and bring them back. Lord, whatever's accomplished in this meeting here this morning, we'll do our best to bow our worthy head and give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord, for everything that you've done. Be with Brother Neesmith, Lord, and I pray you'd be with the families, Lord, with troubles going on, Lord, where request was made. And Lord, again, we'll thank you and praise you, Lord, for all that you do. For us in Jesus' name, we ask all these things. Amen and amen. I begin to read and begin to think about these verses here Wednesday night, and I thought this might be what we was going to preach on Wednesday night, and the service went a little different. And if you wasn't here Wednesday night, we had a song service on Wednesday night, and where that's all it was, just the Lord blessing all of us in song. But I begin to think about these verses here where the Bible's talking about Ezekiel prophesying to some dry bones here in this valley. And this morning I want us to get a picture of people in this world that's dry without the Lord, without life, and without the Spirit. The Bible said this: the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. And so without the Spirit, without the Lord, and without salvation, you might can walk and talk and move, but you have no life in you without Jesus. Amen. The Bible said if you have the Son, you have life, and if you have not the Son, you have not life. Amen. So if you don't have Jesus, you don't have life this morning. You might not agree with me, but I promise you, you're as dead as you'll ever be. And if you don't get saved, you'll die without the Lord, and you'll go to a place called hell. That's not my desire for anybody. And so this morning, with the Lord's help, I want to encourage you to realize, do you have Jesus or do you not? And if you don't have him, I pray that you desire to have him and come and request him and beg him to move in your heart before it's everlasting too late. Amen. Amen. I tell you, we ought to all have a desire to want to see people saved. Amen. And the Bible said here, Ezekiel noticed something right off the bat. He wanted us to know that the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. How many of you's ever had the hand of the Lord put upon you? Amen. And I want you to know, if you have, you knew it. And if you haven't, brother, I can't wait till you experience it. But Ezekiel said that the hand of the Lord was upon him and he carried him about. I'm glad this morning that I'm in the palm of his hand and I've been touched by the Master's hand and he carries me wherever I go. Amen. I never really noticed that. Everybody carried him. But it got me a little excited to think about Ezekiel being the man of God. And he recognized that the hand of the Lord was upon him. I believe any man of God that's ever going to do any preaching is going to have the hand of the Lord upon him. Amen. It don't matter if it's me preaching or anybody else. I'm not saying that because I'm preaching. I'm saying if anybody's going to do any preaching, the hand of the Lord's going to have to get on them. Amen. I'm glad this morning that God can touch his children in a special need and give us what we need. Ain't you? Amen. He said here, he said, and I was carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley, and though they were very dry. This wasn't just a few bones, but this was a great vast of bones that was dry. And not only that, they was laying out there in the open that could be seen. Amen. But I want you to know something this morning. The prophet prophet recognizes the Lord was carrying him around that way, and the bones was very dry. There's some very dry people in this world. They can't cry. They've lost their emotion. They can't love. Life's just about beat them down. But brother, I want you to know something. There's still hope if Jesus is near. Amen. Amen. I'm glad we always have hope through Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. There's no case that Jesus can't take care of. Amen. Notice that the bones was very dry, which lets us know they'd been dead for a long time. This wasn't just somebody got out of church last week. It wasn't just somebody got their feelings hurt 2 or 3 days ago. This wasn't just somebody got shot, Brother Matter, stabbed in a battle last week. But when they said this very dry, and we begin to read and study a little bit, Brother E.J., the Bible lets us know there was no flesh on these bones. There was no muscle. There was no skin. There was no tendons. But these was just bones. All the flesh had decayed, and the bones was very dry. Amen. And God had to prophet, had to prophesy unto the bones. And you know what he said? Hear the word of the Lord. Boy, that stirred me up when I read that. Because he wants a preacher. It'd be like me going down here to the cemetery this afternoon and flipping my Bible open and said, "Now, fellas, I want y'all to hear what the Lord has to say." And y'all would think I'd lost my mind. But if every grave busted open and everybody got up, amen, you'd know they'd heard what God had to say. Amen.